The Lemon Table. Vigilance. It all started when I poked the German. Well, he might have been Austrian. It was Mozart, after all. And it didn't really start then, but years before. Still, it's best to give a specific date, don't you think? So, a Thursday in November, the Royal Festival Hall, 7:30 p.m, Mozart K-595 with Andras Schiff, followed by Shostakovich 4. I remember thinking as I set off that the Shostakovich had some of the loudest passages in the history of music, and you certainly wouldn't be able to hear anything over the top of them. But this is jumping ahead. 7:29 p.m. The hall was full, the audience normal. The last people to arrive were strolling in from a sponsor's pre-concert drinks downstairs. You know the sort. Oh, it seems to be about 1:30. But let's just finish this glass, have a pee, then saunter upstairs and barge past 6 people on the way to our seats. Take your time, pal. The boss is putting up some moolah, so Maestro Haitink can always hang on a bit longer in the green room. The Austro-German, to give him his due, had at least arrived by 7:23 p.m. He was smallish, baldish, with glasses, a sticky-up collar and red bow tie. Not exactly evening dress. Perhaps some going-out gear typical of where he came from. And he was pretty bumptious, I thought. Not least because he had 2 women in tow, one on either side. They were all in their mid-30s, I'd say. Old enough to know better. "These are good seats," he announced, as they found their places in front of me. J37, 38 and 39. I was in K-37. I instantly took against him, praising himself to his escorts for the tickets he'd bought. I suppose he could have got them from an agency and was just relieved, but he didn't say it like that. And why give him the benefit of the doubt? As I say, it was a normal audience. 80% on day release from the city's hospitals, with pulmonary wards and ear, nose and throat departments getting ticket priority. "Book now for a better seat if you have a cough which comes in at more than 95 decibels.